Peace and blessings, y'all, and a very happy Al-Quds to all of you ikhwan and akhawat out there. This is Keeping It Real, and ahlan wa sahlan marhaba bikum, habibi and habibati. So, in this episode, we are keeping it real, but we are changing things up just a little bit, because it's the holiest of holiest of holiest of holy months, the holy month of Ramadan, and we are bringing you Bibi Yahoo's Top 10 Fears.
Breaking the law.
So it is 2023 non-keeping it real Gregorian calendar, and it is 1444 Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, and we are in the holiest of holy months, the holy month of Ramadan, mashallah, alhamdulillah. And of course, so in ode to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, and of course in honor of Al-Quds Day and the holy month, we are going to be talking about Bibi Yahoo's top 10 fears. Okay, so we kind of had a little bit of a research and analysis project that was going on. We tried to figure out whether going from 10 to 1 is what we're going to be doing on the top 10 fears, or going from 1 to 10 is going to be on the top 10 fears, because it can go both ways, right? And so just like on Keeping It Real, we wanted to confuse the daylights out of you and then clear up everything quite clearly. So we are doing Bibi Yahoo's top 10 fears. I believe 10 is going to be the not so scary fear of Bibi Yahoo, and then number 9 is going to be a little bit scarier than number 10. Number 8 is going to be a little bit scarier than number 9, and so forth until we get to number 1, which is inshallah going to be the scariest thing for Bibi Yahoo.
I'm scared.
And au contraire, mon chéri, let's not digress. So just in case the brothers and sisters out there don't know who Bibi Yahoo is, Bibi Yahoo is aka Benjamin Netanyahu, aka Benjamin Malikowski, aka Ben Natai with a Y, aka Ben Natai with an I. Now, if y'all remember, there's something fishy with people who have a lot of aliases. So wait a minute, I forgot Mr. Papa Zionist. That's a good one. I can't believe I forgot that. That's the best one, Mr. Papa Zionist. So, Bibi Yahoo's top 10 fears. Let's go with number 10. Okay, so Bibi Yahoo's top 10 fear, which is actually the least fear from the 10 that we're going to be listing, is that Zionist settler rampage frenzies continue to happen. Yes, as you very well know, this is a top 10 fear because we saw relatively recently in the Palestinian town of Hawara in occupied West Bank, where some settlers went on a rampage and they started burning down property and houses and cars and, you know, injuring people and destroying property, as we said. And so they went on a frenzy. It was actually quite scary. We have a couple of quotes here from two Israeli Zionist, you know, peoples. So let's go ahead and come up with the first quote. In response to all this burning that happened in the Palestinian town of Hawara, occupied West Bank, we have the Israeli finance minister, Mr. Bezalel Yochel Shmotrich. And he says, I quote, I believe that the village of Hawara should be wiped out, just like that. And I think Israel should do it. Now, that's pretty crazy. I mean, how do you go around telling people, you just wipe it out, wipe it off the map, the town of Hawara. And then, so this is like a town of about 7,000 people, and the Israeli finance minister, he goes and he says, let's just wipe, you know, all these people out, 7,000 people, because one terrorist supposedly came out of this town. And then you have this Mr. Zvika Fogel, who is a member of the Israeli government, and quote, he says, a closed, burnt Hawara. That's what I want to see. That's the only way to achieve deterrence. Burn it down. Okay. Yes, so that is radical extremism at its worst. So apparently, according to the United Nations, in 2021, a total of 496, which is almost 500, incidents of Zionist settler violence against Palestinians occurred, where 74%, that's almost 75% of these attacks resulted in property damage. Okay, so, and if this isn't bad enough, you know, all these Zionist settlers going on rampages and going crazy and just start burning stuff down and property and cars and innocent civilians, and you're just like, guys, you know, chill out. They also regularly storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, Masjid Al-Aqsa, one of the Islamic holy sites. And so here, apparently, in Gregorian calendar year 2022, over 48,000 settlers, that's almost 50,000 settlers, that's like half of 100,000 people, are storming the Masjid Al-Aqsa complex, right? And so here, now you guys must be thinking out there, you know, wherever you are, well, how is this a top 10 fear? How is, you know, Zionist settlers going on crazy rampages and killing, you know, innocent Palestinians and burning down their property and, you know, 48,000 people storming the Masjid Al-Aqsa complex and doing all these crazy dances and stuff? How is this a top 10 fear of Bibi Yahoo? Well, the problem is that these Zionist settlers are doing all of this stuff just a little too fast. You know, Mr. Papa Zionist, he's like, you know, what's his name? Benjamin Netanyahu, a.k.a. Bibi Yahu. He's going, listen, you know, y'all need to slow down. You are doing this way too fast. You know, slow and steady is the way that Bibi Yahu is going to genocide the Palestinians. You guys are messing up the game plan. So, yes, this is top 10 fear because they're just doing it too fast. People will find out. So the number 9 top 10 fear of Bibi Yahu is, of course, the Hamas resistance movement.
What's the matter? Scared?
Now, of course, everything was under our Zio control when these poor oppressed Palestinians only had stones. But for some reason, now that they have rockets and weapons and ammunition, it's starting to get out of our control. And of course, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on what side of the fence you're on, the David's sling slash magic wand slash the some other iron dome and, like, I don't know, Solomon's spear. And there's one more thing, is kind of a difficult name. Where is it at? The Yahalom Patriot missile. These, unfortunately, are not intercepting all of the rockets that they should be. So some of these rockets are coming in and shaking things up a little bit. So that's it. Number 9, top 10 fear of Bibi Yahu. The number 8 top 10 fear is the Hezbollah resistance movement. Now, these brothers in the south of Lebanon, these guys are serious brothers. I mean, you know, when Hezbollah says something, Bibi Yahu, he changes up his game plans. And that is something wise to do. I mean, if I was doing some tyrannical, beating up, oppressing, weak people in my neighborhood, and I saw the Hezbollah brothers come down the other side of the street, I'd run away too. You know, does anybody remember the Karish gas spills incident? You know, the Hezbollah brother was like, Bibi Yahu was like, okay. That's number 8.
No.
So the number 7 top 10 fear of Bibi Yahu is the Islamic Republic's missile and drone capability. That's just beautiful. The scripture is awesome. Now, as we all know, and this is pretty obvious, of course, right? So the Islamic Revolutionary guys are just betting. They are, So the Islamic Revolutionary guys are building better missiles, faster missiles, long-range missiles, short-range missiles, right? Accurate missiles, big missiles, small missiles, you know, get in between everything missiles, right? And then let's not even talk about the awesome drone capabilities that the Islamic Revolutionary guys have, right? I mean, they're like from a sci-fi movie. So this is definitely something that is a Bibi Yahu top 10 fear. Oh, well, by the way, we did kind of leave something off there. Now, with these awesome, you know, drone capabilities, as well as these, you know, all these different kind of missile capabilities that the Islamic Revolutionary guys have, so these guys can literally just sit in Tehran or Qom or wherever these guys sit at, and they can literally, like, video game, you know, the next major war that happens. So yes, this is definitely a top 10 fear of Yahoo! Moving on to number 6. So, moving on to number 6, because that's where we are at. Now, enough jokes. You know, we've been making some jokes so far. We're going to have to kind of keep it serious on keeping it real. So, the number 6 top 10 fear of Bibi Yahu is... Wait for it. People finding out that he left his dirty laundry in the White House.
Ew.
I'm sorry. Yes, that's very scary. For the people doing the laundry.
Ew.
All right, take it easy, guys. All right, shoot.
How will you wash your clothes in the White House?
In any way that's necessary.
I would really appreciate that because they smell a lot.
Okay, so of course, my friends and Palestinian brothers and sisters, this is all for you. Just, you know, a couple of jokes. Of course, you guys are seeing a hard time. Nobody's making fun of that. But, you know, anyway, so apparently, as you, I don't know if you guys know or you don't know, but Bibi Yahu has a tendency to leave his dirty laundry in the White House. And it kind of made a hubbub during President Donald Trump's, you know, administration. Even though he was doing it prior to that. You know, it's not like that was the first time he left his dirty laundry in the White House. Okay, but you know, apparently, yeah, that's what that is. That's number 6, people finding out that he leaves his dirty laundry in the White House. Very embarrassing and frightening for Bibi Yahu. Now, moving on to number 5 of the top 10 fears of Bibi Yahu is also quite serious, and that is that the current president, Joseph Biden, aka Joe Biden, aka Sleepy Joe, or the next president, American administration, whatever, does not let Bibi Yahu leave his dirty laundry in the White House. All right, that was good. You know, it's like the American people's hard-earned tax dollars being spent on washing his Zionist ar- So, number 4 top 10 fear of Bibi Yahu. Number 4 top 10 fear is that the Israeli people themselves who are living in occupied Palestine, which is all of Israel, they start to stand up and oppose the Zionist government. A definitely top 10, in our case, number 4, fear. As we have seen happening, right? As many of you know out there, the current Zionist administration is the most extremist, radical, terroristic, assassination-prone Zionist regime that the so-called fake, whatever, Israel Zionist land has seen up to this point. These guys are Zionist, extremist, out-of-control people. Now, in response to this ultra-right-wing, extremist, Zionist, you know, we're going to kill all the Palestinians, one after the other, man, woman, and child administration came into play. Well over 100,000 Israelis came out onto the streets to protest their government. So there you have it, you know, and this isn't the first time that these protests has happened. These protests have been happening against Mr. Bibiyahu for multiple years, where the people is like, you know, we just don't want you, man, just, you know, leave. So pretty much what's happening is that all these people that are coming out and are protesting, and these are not like all Haredi ultra-Orthodox Jews, these are like regular, you know, I don't know what to call them, but they're like, you know, regular Jewish people that are coming out onto the streets and they are protesting against Bibiyahu's government. And so pretty much it's like the Zionist project spiderweb is imploding from within. That, dear friends, is number 4. Moving on to number 3. All right, okay, so number 3 is the 3 top 10 fear of Bibiyahu, and that is that Masjid al-Aqsa, the Al-Aqsa Masjid complex, remains an Islamic holy site. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ, can somebody please tell Bibiyahu and his Zionist compadres, listen, if y'all keep on digging under the Masjid al-Aqsa complex, the thing is gonna pretty much cave in and like break down and destroy the whole Masjid complex. Which, that could be what they're trying to do. I never thought about it like that. Okay, so hold on, so, I mean, listen, y'all ain't gonna find Solomon's Temple down there, you know, buried somewhere. You're not gonna find, you know, Prophet Suleiman's, like, you know, whatever casket type thing you're looking for so you can find supernatural powers like, you know, Temple of Doom and, you know, what was the name of that guy, you know? Anyways, the Temple of Doom, right? The Last Crusade, whatever movie it was. It's not gonna happen, man, it's a movie, Hollywood.
Armageddon,
you know? And so instead of y'all being afraid that the Islamic holy site, such as the Masjid al-Aqsa complex, is going to remain Islamic holy site, right, in your neo-proxy, you know, crusade, war, whatever thing that you guys think is happening, right, you should be more worried about the thing caving in and burying all of you alive. Which, you know, begs to question, if that's a term, right? Where is the King of Jordan in all this, the so-called custodian of the Christian and Islamic holy sites? What are you doing, man, while these guys are doing all this? Anyways, number 3, let's move on to number 2. The number 2, top 10 fear, and we are getting close to the end, and hopefully we didn't hit the 20-minute mark. So the number 2 top 10 fear of Bibiyahu is Palestinian kids growing up. Yes, that is a top 10 fear. And you guys must be thinking, all right, the keeping it real guy has finally lost his marbles. You know, how are Palestinian kids a top 10 fear of Bibiyahu? Well, I'm gonna tell you. What happens is that Palestinian kids will eventually, if you don't kill them, they will grow up and they might, most probably, want their mom and dad and grandpa and grandma's land back. That's the top 10 fear, Palestinian kids growing up. And this is precisely why you see Bibiyahu and his Zionist extremist friends killing so many Palestinian kids. If you go and you look at the statistics, it's actually quite scary. And those statistics are not even like reported accurately, you know. But anyways, this is why they're killing Palestinian kids. That is the number 2 top 10 fear. I mean, nobody said it was going to be all laughs. You know, this is not laughing it up, it's keeping it real. So we're, you know, that's okay. So we're moving on to number 1. And so, dear friends, the time that you have been waiting for, Bibiyahu's top number 1 fear out of the top 10 fears. So the number 1 fear is the most scariest and fearsome thing for Bibiyahu. More scarier than number 2, which was Palestinian kids growing up. More scarier than number 3, which was something. And number 4, and number 5, and number 6, and number 7, and number 8, number 9, and number 10. We have now reached number 1. Wait for it. Top 10 fear, top number 1 fear. Wait for it. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei's timer turns out to be right! That was beautiful. That was good. That's the top 10 fear. The top number 1 fear, brothers and sisters. And by the way, just to kind of let you know, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei's timer is going to be on the money if it does not happen earlier than that. That's it. There you have it. That is the top number 1 fear.
This is my nightmare!
In 2015, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei very eloquently said that the Zionist regime has a maximum of 25 years left. So if you do the math, which some of the research and analysis department of Islamic Pulse did for us, that turns out to be the year 2040. Gregorian calendar. And so we are currently, apparently, supposedly, in Gregorian calendar, not keeping it real, calendar 2023. So that leaves about 7 plus 10, 17 years, if if our math is correct. That's about 17 years, if it does not happen earlier than that. So there you go, top 10. Bibi Yahoo's fears on keeping it real. And I mean, seriously, you know, it's like Bibi Yahoo, I do not know how he goes to sleep thinking, oh man, 2040, you know, that's only 17 years away from now. It's going to be all over. Well, anyways, there you go. I believe that is the top 10 years. And of course, the all-time fear, just to reassert, the Rahbere Muazzams, you're out of time, oppressor, bad guy clock turns out to be right. And the things that righteous people say always turn out to be right. All right, jazakallah khair, and thank you all you ikhwan and akhawat, habibi and habibati out there, wherever you are. We hope and pray that you had a safe and awesome Al-Quds Day out there. And of course, please do whatever you can to help our Palestinian brothers and sisters, wherever you are, step up to the plate. This is a humanitarian issue that must be resolved. So whether you're a righteous Christian or a righteous Jew or a righteous Muslim or a righteous whatever you are with no religious affiliation, this is a humanitarian cause which you should step up to the plate and help. Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. And there you have it. We were trying to do something fresh and new for the holy month of Ramadan, the holiest of holy months. And so we brought you Bibi Yahoo's top 10 fears, mashallah. And Mr. Bibi Yahoo, Mr. Papa Zionist, if by any chance somebody happens to forward you, you know, this episode of Keeping It Real, do us a favor and do not send Squadron 161 after us, because we are in plain sight. We are not afraid, except for the Almighty Allah. Right. So we are not afraid. And listen, don't take it to heart. It's all just jokes and fun. And we give you some very humble advice. Stop wasting your time, because Palestine will be free from the river to the sea. And that leaves no room for Israel. Hey, we're just keeping it real where we are. So we had forgotten to say one thing, and that is, listen, Mr. Bibi Yahoo, you're not the Mushayach. So stop having these delusions of grandeur. You ain't the Mushayach. And I'm not going to talk anything else about this. So yes, brothers and sisters, of course, we are most probably now in the area which is called bloopers. For some reason, and I kind of understand, people tend to watch the bloopers more than they watch the... One thing that we totally did forgot to say was, we hope you didn't fast forward, you know, from number 10 to number 1. And like, because that's cheating. You know, just take your time. Go from 10 all the way to 1. Some of the things that we left off that we really did want to include, but of course, you know, we need to respect, you know, I don't know, the internet bandwidth and that kind of stuff. So we wanted to add, one of the top fears of Mr. Bibi Yahoo is can't build illegal settlements fast enough, even though they're building them thousands at a time. Or the Amerikanskis will stop giving us money for weapons, which is now about approximately $3.8 billion per year. Oh, the Al-Quds Day continues to expand and grow, and the Zionist lobbies all across the world can't control it, which is what is happening. The corruption, bribery, and fraud charges against Mr. Bibi Yahoo ends up that Mr. Bibi Yahoo ends up in a little Zionist jail. He might die because he's like 73 years old. Dude, you definitely need to be afraid of that. Forget everything else. Oh, the West Bank joins the Gaza Strip as a united resistance front. Yeah. The return of millions of Palestinians that have been displaced all across the world back to the original Palestine. Ooh, this is a good one. Our Amerikansky provided qualitative military edge turns out to lose against the quantitative people's willpower. Take your time and figure out what I just said. Ooh, another fear. Roughly half of Israel's children, who also happen to be the fastest growing parts of the country's population, are receiving a third world education. Or the average level of core education in Israel is at the bottom of the developed world. Or the educational gaps between Israel's children is the highest in the developed world. The Ansarullah resistance movement, of course, with all their Al-Mawt al-Israel stuff. That was also a top 10. We didn't have time to put all this stuff in there. Or more than 1 million Israelis, including 665,000, that's over a half a million children in Israel, are living with food insecurity. Or that Israeli economists are seriously foretelling and concerned about a financial meltdown in Israel that could occur more powerfully and faster than originally forecasted. Listen up, y'all. It just seems like it is getting worse for the Zionist regime. And so, please, it's time to give Palestine back to the oppressed people that God has promised to. This is the only way that we will save the world. Hey, listen, it's our God-given right to be able to oppose who we want to oppose, right? I mean, it's like freedom of speech, ideological battle, you know, saber rattling, you know, that kind of stuff. I mean, it's fine. It's not like, you know, I mean, everybody should have the right to be able to oppose who they want to oppose in a freedom of speech world. I mean, if you can burn the Holy Quran, you know, I can't say the Zionist people that are killing Palestinian children are doing what they're doing is wrong. Like, what kind of world do we live in? Okay, that's all on my half, guys. Thank you. Two thumbs up, Robert and Eagle.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please drop a like and follow.
Press
and
that button.
I should make the Keep It Real soundtrack.
Okay, we ready, guys? Yeah?
For number one, you gotta put Keeping It Real.
Somebody suggested number one should be keeping it real. All right.
Okay, guys, don't make any noise. You need a VPN in America to get TikTok.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy, man.
Times are running rough. Yeah, you know, times are tough. These are not going to be good bloopers this time around. All right. Okay.
Disclosed a Zionist plot.
This is
keeping it real conspiracy. It's mixed with
keeping it real conspiracy.
Himar.
Anta Himar.
Anta Himar. Himar al-Ahmar.
We're gonna have like more bloopers than we have real, real stuff this time around.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
Oh man, you just destroyed the hard drive.
Wherever you are.